of the Country Time.
Tony Marvin, hello everybody. Here it is, a Tuesday. This is a day we can relax. I don't have to puff on this chest to see you today. Oh boy, do we need to relax. Look at me, I just got out of the shower. You'd think I've been in it with my clothes on. I never had such a morning in my life. You know what I did? I got off the air at 9:10. I had 20 minutes with Mug here with the material we're going to use. I went down and got my hair cut. I rushed over to the Lexington Hotel. I shaved. I had a Prel shampoo. I had a shower bath. I changed my clothes. I packed my bag, and I got back here 5 minutes ago. This, I should get a medal for. I had to bring a bag over here with an extra suit in it because I'm going to make a movie today. Paramount no longer cares, you see. We're going to do a little short with Justin Herman that has to do with the Talent Scout show. You folks will see it one day. I think they make them about 2 years in advance before it gets to your theater. But a little thing we got here to show how the Talent Scout show works. It's going to be cute, I think. I don't have a very big part of it. This is a season for outdoor sports. But I got a game that we play all the time here in New York. Indoors. It's been going on for years, but just the other day, Ed Wallace of the World Telegram gave it a name. He calls it Loony Lunch. Loony Lunch. It could just as well have been Balmy Breakfast or Dizzy Dinner, but more people play it at lunch, and here's how it goes. You find yourself a restaurant or a diner that has, say, 50 stools at the counter, all of them occupied, see? And at least another 50 people standing behind them. Then you push right in among them, and the game begins. Will that little blonde, two stools to your right, finish her fruit salad first? Or will that Gabby guy to your left guzzle his goulash and get up before her? And what about that tall, lanky lady, four stools from the door? Will she finally quit trying to cut her veal cutlet and leave? And if she does, can you beat that big guy on her left to the stool? You see, now, Loony Lunch is like playing the races. You give a quick look over the field, and then you make your bet. Of course, you never win by a nose, always by a mouth. And you can even play a daily double. You just slip in between two counter stools and you bet on the both of them, see? You get kind of wall-eyed watching this way and that, but with good swivel hips, you can't miss one of them at the drop of a tip. But the object of Loony Lunch is to get a seat and get to eat. There aren't any rules, but Ed Wallace has a suggestion for certain success, and I think it's a good one. Get just as close as possible to the guy that you're betting on, see? And then gently, slyly, slip a half of your hip onto his stool, like that. You know? You get a sort of an option on the stool then, see? And of course, you keep shoving and pushing like that. I beg your pardon, you know? I mean, you know, like you gals get a seat in the subway. And the first thing you know, he says, oh, the heck with it, and gets up and goes away, and you can sit down. Oh, it's wonderful, wonderful, the facilities, the comforts of living in the city. I tell you, there's just nothing like it. And, of course, trying to get along the avenues, they're still looking for Theo Plenty's money on Lexington Avenue. They got it all dug up, and Dick Tracy says some animal stole it. That's right. They're taking the footprints of the thing now to see what kind of an animal came up and ate that money. But the city street diggers, they have no faith in the idea at all. They're just digging up the town to beat the band. Someday they're going to find something in there. Someday. I I'm all for the... Who was it? Who was it who went downtown one day and just to prove it and dug up the street himself to show him that the city doesn't know what's going on? Who was that?
Some Dorothy Parker's friends, I think, on
it. Dorothy Parker's friends?
Yeah.
It would be. Yeah, the guy went down and he got two or three friends and they took a rope and they put it around and they just started digging a hole in the street. The cops came along and hung red lights on it. Very good. They put signs. Turn right, it says here, detour. The cops were very cooperative. And the guys dug for 4 or 5 hours and they got tired and went away. And 10 days later, they found out that it shouldn't have been done. Oh, boy. Well, let's start out this morning with Jeanette Davis, who looks cool. Ooh, doesn't she look cool? She's going to sing a song called, which one do you want to do?
Little White Lies.
There you do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Tell little white lies. Go ahead.
The moon was all aglow, and heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies, the skies all seemed to know that you didn't mean all those sighs. The night that you told me those little white lies, I tried, but there's no forgetting when evening appears. I tried, but there's no regretting in spite of my tears. The devil was in your heart, but heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies, the moon was all aglow, and heaven was in your eyes. The stars all seem to know that you didn't mean all those stars. The night that you told me those little white lies, I tried, but there's no forgetting where evening appears. I tried, but there's no
Jeanette, that was wonderful. That's wonderful. That was nice going with the orchestra, too, aren't you? I'm glad to see you having pity on the boys, letting them work one at a time. Poor Remo, he's the quietest one in the bunch, so he had to do all the work that time. You know, that took me way, way back, that song and that accompaniment. That song came out about the time I started in radio, didn't it? 28, I mean. Wasn't it 28, 29? I think it was. I think it's one of the first songs. That's what I thought. In those days, that's all the accompaniments you ever heard was somebody with a ukulele. The only trouble is we somehow couldn't make it sound like that, Remo. I like that kind of radio. That's good radio. All this blah, 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 dinner, jazz, blah, blah. night. So the gal is at home, she's changing the baby, she's trying to cook, she's trying to clean house, and this thing is dinning in her ear all the time. And if she turns off that station and goes to another, she says, no, not that. No. John's other wife is out someplace. Use Blapo soap. It's no good, but it's good company in the tub, you know. Ah, but those days. I had a lovely girl in those days. Early radio. Beautiful thing she was, like Jeanette. Lovely gal. She used to come see me on my program. She did. I don't know what happened to her. I wonder who's kissing her now. What's her now? I wonder who's teaching her how. I wonder who's looking into her eyes, breathing sighs, telling lies. I wonder who's by the wine. I always used to pick up the check. Four lips that I used to call mine. Me and four or five other guys. I wonder if she ever tells him of me. She does, she's a dope. I wonder who's kissing her now. What? It still puzzles me. What's her now? Change a little. I got a letter from WENT. That's the station. Sacandaga Broadcasting Corp. In Gloversville, New York. Where they make all those wonderful gloves. Oh, we have a detachment from Gloversville. Anyway, They say that this is their third anniversary today, July 1. This is from Malcolm Weaver. And he says that in the 3 years that we have grown from a station laughingly referred to as gone to a station which has now went. Well, I wish to congratulate you, Malcolm Weaver, and all the boys and girls up there, George F. Bissell, the president, and Dale Robertson, the general manager at WENT in Gloversville, New York, on the occasion of your third anniversary. May you have long, happy, commercial lives. Play something for them, Marcy, will you? Especially for them.
Thank you.
Thank you, Archie Blyer. Every summer, somebody comes out with something new that's supposed to be the answer to how to be happy, though fried. Now, maybe it's a suntan oil that isn't greasy, or a grease that isn't oily, goo that vanishes, gop that just lays there. But this year, they've really got something different. It is a ventilated beach umbrella. The ads say that it keeps you out of the hot shade. The old umbrellas will keep you out of the hot shade, too. Just don't open them. But the trouble with these ventilated umbrellas is that if you go to sleep under one of them, you wake up looking like your grandmother's antimacassar. You know, lavender and old lace. But look, I want to... You think your grandmother ain't got an antimacassar, huh? Sure. I want to tell you something for free here. That's good for it to prevent sunburn. I know it works. There's a million of them on the market. This one works. It's called Tartan, T-A-R-T-A-N, Tartan, suntan lotion. It's wonderful stuff. It becomes invisible when you put it on. It ain't greasy. It won't stain your, you know, won't stain anything. And you just put it on and it becomes invisible. It dries and you forget all about it. And you just can't sunburn with it. You get a nice tan, but no sunburn. Look it up. It's good stuff. I like the smell of it, too. You have to get awful close to the smell. You know, you have to put your nose right down like that. Smells like new mown hay. Wouldn't you think I'd know about that, sir? It's wonderful stuff. And you're welcome, Mr. Tartan. Absolutely. Well... Oh, I forgot to tell you the title of that song that Archie played. It's a song about what the cow said when they started to milk her in a very small barn. This is going to be a tight squeeze. How would you folks like to sing a song for the radio audience, would you, huh? Since you've rehearsed it so beautifully. Tony Marvin rehearsed him here, and you know what we decided? We're going to cut Lee Irwin and his organ out. The audience sounded very good, but it was the organ that stunk, so we're going to... It isn't that Lee's playing is bad, it's that with these phony electric organs, we got to have them right into a mic, and no matter how many voices we got out here, the organ still covers them up. So we're going to get Ludwig Flato at the piano to do it like we used to do in the old days. Let's take that I Want a Girl Like the Girl That Married Dear Old Dad, huh? You got your lyrics, everybody? Don't forget your diction now. Don't play too loud, Lord, huh? Not too fast. Shoot. Said to me, get married, boy, and see how happy you will be. I have looked all over, but no girlie can I find who seems to be just like the little girl I have in mind. I'll have to look around until the right one I have found. Thank you. Yeah, I'll give you a big hand for that one. We're going to do another one, too. While you're getting the lyrics out for it, let me read you this thing that was in the Herald Tribune, public notice, Friday, June 27th. Maybe you missed it. Public notice. Experienced dentist or veterinarian to drill and fill front large tusk of a lion. Lion has cavity that must be filled. If qualified, please call Wickersham 79715. And they ain't had nary a call. Incidentally, while we're on the subject, you see what this is? Somebody tells me it's an ostrich egg from Florida. Somebody just laid it on the desk here. Well, for heaven's sake, look at this. You mean to tell me one bird lays a thing like that? I've seen many of them on Jadrine King's program. Huh? This is from Jim Casper, Casper's Alligator Jungle, St. Augustine, Florida. You sure it isn't an alligator egg? Doesn't say. I can't imagine. Gee, I bet that ostrich said ouch, huh? Well, that's a big one. Hey, we're going to try now to get into the popular song vein, a whole bunch of us here. Here's a song that's very, very, very popular. It's called Mamzelle. Let's all be Sinatras and Dinah Shores and see what we get. Come on. To spend your vacation? How's about this one, advertised in the Herald Tribune? Quote, put sparkle in your eyes and a glow in your cheeks. Have fun at beautiful Berkshire Country Club. Lovely estates, a lake, pure air, clear skies, and the Berkshire Camp for Men adjoins and is affiliated. Here's a little item from the New York Sun about lizards. It says, so-called legless lizards actually do have legs, but it takes a keen eye to see them. If this hemline gets any lower, it's going to be the same thing with women. Hey, let's get the Mariners up here to do a tune for us. You boys got a song today?
Yeah, we have one. Arthur?
What would you call this?
Well, this is my Adobe Hacienda.
My what?
Adobe Hacienda, that's Spanish.
It's a mud hut.
You mean mud hut on the real Ra? You mean...
In my Adobe Hacienda,
Thank you, boys. Yes, English is our favorite language, all right, but it sure wouldn't do to sing that song in English, would it? In my mud hut. Well, this program today is brought to you by the makers of No Fuzz Tonic. If you don't like it, don't complain. You only got one bottle. We're stuck with thousands. You have a nice, hot, humid, sticky, gooey day, will you? May the good Lord willing, we'll see you again tomorrow when we hope it'll be cooler. Till then, Arthur Godfrey says bye-bye, and CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.